Welcome to syndicatednews.net. Tonight we're having David and Stephanie Tippy. They're going to be talking to us about all sorts of vitamins and wonderful things of that nature. And let's see if we can have some information now about vitamins. It turns out that we all take vitamins. Most of us do. And exactly what are vitamin supplements anyway? Actually, vitamins are a group of organic food substances or nutrients, and they're only found in living things and plants and animals. Vitamins were discovered by Dutch physician. His name was Christian Eichmann. He won the 1929 Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine. And the word vitamin was derived from the term vitamine. The term vitamine was first used in 1912 by Dr. Casimir Funk, a Polish biochemist. It was in reference to substances that were vital to life and contained, and that's what they would call it. Anyway, they're divided into two classes based on their solubility. The fat-soluble vitamins, including vitamin D, vitamin E, A, and K, and the water-soluble vitamins are folate, which is folic acid, vitamin B12, biotin, vitamin B6, niacin, thiamine, riboflavin, pancithinic acid, and vitamin C, which is ascorbic acid. Fat-soluble vitamins only contain carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, while water-soluble vitamins contain the three elements plus nitrogen and sometimes sulfur. Fat-soluble vitamins can be stored in appreciable amounts in the body, and the water-soluble vitamins cannot be stored in the body. Anyway, I introduce you to David and Stephanie Tippy. They're going to talk to you about how to age younger. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Ruthie, for having us. We enjoyed being here with you.
Yes, Ruthie, thank you for inviting us, and thank you for sharing with me earlier that you have partnered with a radio station in Chile, and all of your broadcasts will be shared in Chile and Argentina, so I'd like to just say muy bienvenidos a nuestros vecinos y amigos de Chile y Argentina, y esperamos que les guste el show. And here we are.
You know, the short form of our 8 steps to aging younger is to improve the immune system. Now, how do we do that? Exercise, diet, supplementation, balancing your nutritional intake, and practicing the proper food combinations. You know, improving the lymphatic system, that sounds hard or difficult or something that might be explainable to some people, but believe me, the lymphatic system is 75% of your immune system, and it really takes movement to move the lymphatic system because there's no pump, like the heart, for the blood, for example. So the lymphatic drainage system is extremely important to good health, and along with the exercise of daily to keep it moving, and by drinking the correct alkaline water to keep the cells hydrated, improving your cardiovascular health, increasing your omega-3 intake, and we'll touch on that later, is extremely important. Increasing antioxidants. Testing, of course, here is vital because we need to know what is working, as well as to incorporate deep breathing techniques with the exercise and the walking program.
So David just went through the first 3 steps to aging younger. The 4th step is to detoxify the body. And that will require the first 3 steps that David mentioned. 1, which was improving the immune system. 2, improving the lymphatic system. And 3, improving the cardiovascular system.
Okay. Let's take a moment and invite our guest, who is patiently waiting on the phone.
Oh, caller, sure.
Come on in.
Nice to be here. This is Carrie Kiddington, area code 304.
Welcome.
Hi, Carrie.
Hello there,
Stephanie.
Carrie. I'm David.
David, Stephanie, nice to meet you.
I'm here.
First time, and I'm listening, and love what you guys are doing, and I am all ears.
All right, do you have any questions?
Well, I don't think I have any specific ones right now. I'm absorbing everything you have to say. And I love what you're all about, and would love to learn how to herald your amazing message. I think it's sorely needed, especially in our multi-billion-dollar driven pharmaceutical world we live in that's just poisoning us. So,
what a wonderful thing to say. As a matter of fact, you're gonna be surprised when you hear I have an upcoming book to be released. It's called The Collapse of Drugs Due to Wellness. Punches every one of those issues you just talked about and many more. Be looking for it. Be on Amazon as well here within the next month.
David, is your book due to be released in 4 weeks?
Yes, it is.
Oh, we're going to have a book party.
Oh, that'll be great. That'll be great, Ruthie.
We can do it and include Latin America and Asia.
That'll be great. Yeah.
Especially since you've been able to so effectively network with the various different radio stations overseas. And it's just wonderful how we will be able to now go viral with our message, thanks to Ruthie DiTucci and syndicatednews.net. So we're very excited to be here and have your listeners learn our message, just like Kerry is here joining us. I know Kerry and I, we network with one another on various social media sites, and Kerry is very involved in health and wellness. And I appreciate Kerry's being here with us because I know he does believe in what we are doing, and he does certainly lead and live a very healthy lifestyle with his family. But going back to the 8 steps to aging younger, we were just throwing out what they are. And the fourth is to detox the body. And we went through the first 3 steps of that, which was improve the immune system, the lymphatic drainage, and also the cardiovascular health. And what we also do is a forensic hair analysis, because we recommend EDTA suppository chelation therapy, which we'll talk about in depth a little later. The 5th step is to balance the hormones and the endocrine system. The 6th step is to improve your hydration level by drinking alkaline water. And we will discuss the importance of drinking this microclustered water and why alkaline versus acidic water. The 7th step is to improve the skin elasticity. And lastly is to reduce the dependence of synthetic drugs.
You know, synthetic drugs are really on the minds of what I call the educated, non-lethargic public out there. And they realize that symptom treating is not what good health is all about. We are to be treating the causes, and the causes of something is certainly not going after the symptom thereof, like a sneeze, for example. You don't want to run down to the store and grab a antihistamine to stop the histamines from trying to clear out the passages that are trapped with either bacteria or virus. So you have to move into the what I call the intelligent realm, and those are becoming more and more of the populous Americans today. We've got this horrendous healthcare thing that has been dominated by that monopoly-controlled pharmaceutical, and it's not something that is going to be easy to not touch on in any kind of conversation.
What I'd like to do is I'd like to begin to discuss a little bit more in depth each one of these steps. And I'd like to begin with, to our listeners, is what can we do to improve our immune system? Well, David and I are strong believers that supplementation is important because of the lack of the nutrients from the fruits and veggies being harvested green, because they have to last through the packing and the shipping. We have done a lot of research, and we have come up with some incredible products, and one of them is a polyionic saccharide. And this product is to make up for what we miss in Mother Nature not being able to complete her job due to picking her the fruits and the vegetables green and not to ripen on the vine.
You know, one great thing that I love to insert in this particular explanation every time I'm talking with people, and that is when you go to the grocery store, I love to use the tomato analogy. You go up to the little stand where the tomatoes are, and you're careful not to pick up the green ones. You want the ripe one, the red one. Well, let me inform you that that is not the ripe one. That is the tomato that has been further down the rotting cycle, that is going toward the red and rotten and mushy. When you cut Mother Nature's umbilical cord to that fruit or to that veggie, you have stopped the micronutrients and Mother Nature's final task to bring all the nutrients to you. So it's very, very important to realize that for that alone, we must supplement.
So going back to the supplementation, we also believe that in order to improve the immune system, that we need to balance our nutritional intake of the amount of protein to include at least 50% of fish, as well as to consume a portion each noon and evening meal with the live foods from Mother Nature. And that's where the omega-3s come in on a daily basis. And again, our research has been extensive, and we have come up with an extremely strong omega-3, Rejuvenous omega-3 product. And then we also like to counsel our clients to practice the proper food combinations, such as the protein before the carb, no starch with protein, as well as many others that are listed on our website. And you can visit our website at livelonger123.com.
I want to interject a little bit about the omega-3. It's so extremely important. I want everybody to visualize a healthy cell. A nice healthy cell I always draw on my little board for my clients is a smiley face. That's a nice healthy cell. Now, what the exterior wall, if you will, the membrane of that cell is made of is omega-3s, 6, 9, arachidonic acid, and cholesterol. People get really waylaid with this word cholesterol. It is the most important hormone in your body. Well, I won't go into that, but I want to touch a little more on the long-chain fatty acid omega-3. It is to fit in a receptor site. And when you eliminate that from your diet, and they have from processed foods, if you're involved with the processed foods on a daily basis, you are inherently in reverse of what your combination ought to be. You should be 10 omega-3s to 1 omega-6, for example. When you don't take in that long-chain fatty acid, the body's got to make something in its place. What it makes is a short-chain trans fat. Now, by golly, what is that? Short-chain trans fat is HDL and LDL. That's bad and worse cholesterol, not the pristine form of cholesterol that dominates your entire endocrine system and operates your entire body. So it's very vital. I could go on for an hour on that one subject, so I'm going to leave that, but it's very vital to the body. I want you to try to remember that a long-chain fatty acid fits in that receptor site, and now we're asking the short-chain trans fat to take the place of it. Therefore, we have a very weakened cell wall, very unhealthy, very easily penetrable by heavy metals and unknown pathogens, viruses, which is why we are sick at the drop of the hat. So leaving that just a moment, you can go back to where you were on the vitamins and balancing.
Well, going to the second step is, what do we do to improve the lymphatic system? Well, first, what we do here at the clinic with our clients is we do an impedance measurement. And that is to show the lean muscle to fat ratio, the hydration level of the body, and the basal metabolic rate, followed by weekly lymphatic drainage treatments. I just had mine about an hour before the show. Then exercise daily, which is walking a minimum of 60 minutes a day, is important because we need to maintain the patency of the lymphatic vessels to keep that flow going. There is no pump in the lymphatic system, and without movement, there can be no fluid movement of the lymph. Going back now, let's talk a little bit about the hydration. Hydration is important, and it's very important, especially to keep that lymphatic system moving. But drinking the correct water is key. Water from the Aging Younger Ionizer will deliver the wettest and most hydrating water in the world. So So let's talk a little bit now about what we do with the cardiovascular health. And David did touch upon it, and that's increasing the omega-3 intake will support and lower the cholesterol combinations. So it's these HDL and LDL combinations that in turn will create the triglycerides and the plaque buildup in the arteries. And if you listened carefully to what David explained about the weakened cell wall and the buildup of the HDL and LDL, in essence, by following the 8 steps of aging younger, we can help people prevent themselves from going into diabetic conditions and or help people from getting off of their diabetic medication along with cardiovascular meds.
The reason why, when you combine HDL, LDL to make that short chain, and that's just your body's self-defense system because you're not taking in the correct percentages. Think about this. When the HDL and LDL combination is made, it combines with sugar. Now, do you think that there's too much sugar in our diet today? Well, absolutely. Now, when it combines with sugar, it makes what's called the gasoline for the body. That is insulin. Now, don't you think that if you were driving by a gas station that said free gas, that you would not call all of your friends and get every storage container and go over and get all the free gas that you could stuff anywhere? Well, that's what your body does. It trusts you emphatically. So it's going to start storing this insulin, if you will, in all of those wonderful little places, the stomach, the hips, the thighs. We get some arms that look like they're going to explode and legs, etc. So your body is actually in the feast or famine mode, okay, and it's going to offer that extra fuel. If you're going to provide it to it, it's going to offer the storage capacity, and it's going to completely increase no matter how much you put there, as witnessed by folks walking on the planet today that are supremely obese. So you have to realize that when you are making choices, the choices you make today are going to determine your future health.
Now, to add to that, let me throw the next question out, and that would be, how can we improve our cardiovascular health even further? We know now from our brief discussion that proper nutrition fuels our daily activities, such as walking down the sidewalk, playing an exercise, or just doing housework. Our bodies need energy for daily activities that we may never have been aware of. Let me give you an instance. Our brain needs energy to function and to help us think clearly, and we even need energy to digest the food that we eat. Everyone needs energy to grow and repair the body tissue, and especially children need adequate amounts of nutrients for energy to grow. Proper nutrition also helps us prevent deficiencies of certain nutrients and will help us eliminate certain toxicities. And the proper nutrition will help to balance out too much of a particular type of a nutrient, which we refer to as the yin and the yang theory.
Let me adjust.
Okay, one moment. I just noticed that in health, you are on the second page. Did you know that?
What are you referring to, Ruthie?
Your show, David and Stephanie Tippy, the show.
Huh. Oh, yeah, wow.
You're on the second page of health, and tonight on the live talk radio schedule, you're in health, you're number one.
Really?
On page one, number one on page one.
That's wonderful. Thank you for that wonderful news and
for
sharing.
Thank you for sharing, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking right at it.
Wonderful.
I'm listening to the show, but I'm also scoping out what everybody else is doing.
Good. Well, let me inject just a little bit. She was talking about the brain and how its functioning is, of course, extremely important to our health. If anyone could ever imagine not having your brain, your body would be worthless. I mean, it actually is the function. We were talking about the omega-3s a moment ago, and let me expand on their importance in our body. The neurons that actually are delivered from the brain to every thing that controls every process in our body travels through, I'm going to call it like the electrical extension cord. You know, there's the rubber on the outside of the copper wiring to keep you from getting electrocuted and shorting the wire out. Well, the same type of insulation, certainly not rubber, but something called the myelin sheath is what is made up of these long chain fatty acids so that the neurons can travel effectively and keep us in good, clear thought and movement. So that those omega-3s cannot be slighted. We have to improve that amount of intake. And the yin and the yang that Stephanie was mentioning a moment ago, which is the Chinese metaphor that says for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction, there is an absolute necessity because, listen, the omega-6s, which they're you're supposed to have omega-3s, 10 to 1 omega-6, is the yin and one of the yin and the yangs of the body. The omega-6s start the fire of inflammation. The omega-3s put that fire of inflammation out. So that's just one little element of that yin and yang. Our body has many of those to balance.
You know, the medical sickness industry, the pharmaceutical world, doctors will prescribe to cardiovascular patients aspirin to help keep the blood vessels open and patent so that there will be no impending heart attacks, if you will. Well, we believe it's a lot more effective and a lot safer and a lot healthier for people to increase the omega-3 intake and just be totally off aspirin. Aspirin can be very caustic, especially to your stomach lining. Having said that, I'd like to talk a little bit about the best way to detoxify the body and what we recommend to our clients here at the clinic. But before you should detox the body, it would be good that you have completed the first three steps that we discussed, which would be to improve the immune system with the diet and supplementation, balancing the nutritional intake, doing the lymphatic drainage, and increasing your omega-3 intake. Then detox with EDTA suppositories, because the EDTA suppositories will remove some of the good nutrients along with the bad toxins. So what is EDTA? EDTA is ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, and it is a superior chelating agent that will cross the brain barrier. A forensic hair analysis should be taken before starting the detox program so that we can ensure the elimination of the toxins, because we want to compare it to a final hair analysis when the 6-month program is totally complete. Slow absorption of the EDTA suppository chelation therapy will remove the toxins and the heavy metals from the body.
And we inject right there, I really have got to make people aware that when you are told about ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, they are normally speaking with an EDTA that has calcium. We are absolutely in dire disagreement with that. It must be calcium-free. Because of the following, we're not only going to be chelating out heavy metals and toxins in the body, we just explained to you how the oxidation of a triglyceride creates plaque buildup in the arteries, and that plaque, not only in the arteries but in the joints, etc., that creates all of the pain of arthritis because of the calcified plaque buildup around those joints, we have to chelate that out as well. So if you start out with the product that has the calcium in it, the less apt you're going to be to chelate out the calcified plaque in the arteries and joints. So we absolutely emphatically support our EDTA program that does not have the calcium.
Does this make sense, Ruthie?
It most certainly does.
Every time we get involved with a new client and we discuss all of the areas of improved health, it's almost natural for them to say, well, what is the one thing that I can do that will help me improve my health? after they've just listened to a complete dossier, if you will, of how to improve health. Unfortunately, physiology is like a circle. You think of an automobile tire. An automobile tire, if you took a section of that tire away, well, the tire is still worthless because it wouldn't rotate. It would be flat or at least come around and bump every once in a while. So you can't address physiology by saying, oh, well, just do this. There is no such thing as a magic bullet. There is no one a day. Okay, when somebody gives you those absolute falsehoods, immediately realize that they're sending you home with the synthetic fix. And I call the synthetic fix the magic bullet theory. That's where that came from. All you need is this little pill syndrome. And there is no such thing. It takes effort, it takes consistency, and it takes a unilateral combination of improved lifestyle, what we call lifestyle changes, that will inaugurate all of the good health program for your body to bring it back into balance. And balance is key, and it can't be done with a single shot.
Speaking of balance, I'd like to talk about balancing our endocrine system. This is a subject very near and dear to me. Hormones regulate everything in our body, and when there is an imbalance, then malfunction and disease will manifest. So measuring the hormones is critical in the course of the balance, especially for women, because a woman's cycles from the first time that she menstruates until the day she dies. Taking a blood sample will be capturing just a millisecond of time, and you learn nothing about the cycle. And this is what is done within the medical industry.
You know, let me just inject one little point here while she's involved in that, and that is the idea of testing is key, but you understand she mentioned the blood test. The blood test, realize it is centrifuged. The red and the white blood cells are removed, and all you have left is the plasma. You have to have a complete understanding of the endocrine system, and in order to do that, you have to test completely. And as Stephanie was saying, a woman has to have several tests, we use saliva, over the course of a 37-day period to get that complete system tested. Now, as you realize, a woman who cycles, and she does from the time she has her first period until she dies, I don't care if a doctor has removed the uterus or ovaries, there's still going to be the follicular phase, the first 14 days, where the estrogen is supposed to rise and an egg is to drop, even if there's no ovaries. And then there is going to be the last 14 days, which is the luteal phase, where the progesterone rises and to clean the endometrium. Again, if there's never going to ever be another menstrual movement. So it's extremely important to realize that testing is vital. And then, of course, micronizing a supplement after testing is also extremely vital. If you can't have the full questionnaire answered so that you can actually titrate, then you will lose out on the entire program, because the person you've got to identify through the questionnaire, which is all of the items that come into play, are all of the questions that are being asked are going to be identifying symptoms. And it will be answered from 0, non-existent, to 10. And a number will be applied so that every 30 days that person can be re-asked those questions to then titrate, which is nothing other than dosage adjust on a specific designed micronized lozenge that is going to be designed for that person, can actually be attempted to either be raised or lowered depending depending on the actual symptom that she is involved with.
I started off this segment by saying that this is a subject that's very near and dear to me, and I'd like to share my story as to why. If I would have known, and if the medical sickness industry would have known what David and I realized today through our research way back when I was younger, I would not have had to undergo a full hysterectomy at the age of 43. And that, because of that, it took away my right to have a child. And if I would have been able to have balanced my hormones, I would have had enough progesterone in my system, which I have subsequently found out after starting the bioidentical hormone therapy program. By having a deficient amount of progesterone in my body, it caused me to have a very severe case of endometriosis. And I believe that women today who suffer from endometriosis need not suffer if only the pharmaceutical medical sickness industry would learn what the natural alternatives are that would be able to alleviate such a disease. So having said that, I think we should go on to the next topic of our 8 steps to aging younger, and that is water. And water is the key to all life, but it's just not any water. So we all know that hydration at the cellular level is improved with functional ionized water that it can only be produced through the process of electrolysis. And what we're doing is we are imparting an electrical charge on the water molecule as it goes through the machine. It goes over 7 plates, and we are then changing the pH of that water from 7, which is by law, the pH has to be 7 coming from tap, to a pH of 10. And then diverted through a second hose is water that is extremely acidic, a pH of 4. That water, by the way, is very good to tone, uses a toner for your skin after cleansing, because when you cleanse your skin, you are stripping off the acid-base mantle, and it's the acid-base mantle that is the protective barrier for your skin. So that is very good water for that. It's also very good to use as antimicrobial and antibacterial. But getting back to the functional water and the importance of drinking a high pH 10 is, not only is it microclustered where it will be more easily accessed into the cellular membrane, but the fact that the body, an alkaline body, will be disease-free. Not even cancer can survive in an alkaline body. So if we can intake pH 10 water to help maintain the delicate pH that the body needs to live a healthy state, which is 7.35 to 7.4, that will be done by alkalizing the body, and helping to alkalize is drinking alkaline water.
Most of the explanation of alkaline water, most people just kind of get lost in that program. And here's what really is the science behind that. There's a positive and negative charge in the actual electrolysis process. The positive charged plates will create the water, it will actually attract the water that has the acid minerals in it. And the negative plates will attract the water that has the electrolyte minerals in it. The acid minerals are diverted back to the sink, as Stephanie had pointed out, that is a very acidic form, an antimicrobial water, and then the alkaline water, which is like the FPNL or the electrical company in your country for the body. So you're drinking that high alkaline water, which is high pH 10 water. It hits the stomach acid. The stomach acid is 2.53. It automatically creates additional hydrochloric acid to take the place, because the pH 10 water is increasing that pH of the stomach, and therefore that is a triggering mechanism for the body to release bicarbonates into the bloodstream. Now, if you went to a doctor, a quote-unquote anti-aging doctor, I have my own vision of what that might be, the idea is they would be measuring your blood to determine what the bicarbonate level is, to determine your age, when in fact Nobel Prize winning scientists in our industry, the wellness industry, actually know and can prove that the absence thereof, in other words, you use up bicarbs and you age. If you can replenish bicarbs, you have to chronologically age, but you do not have to biologically age. So that negative charge on that very small cluster water, which is 3 to 5 molecules that you're drinking, now has that negative charge, and all of the cells in the body, through fighting the environment, and are positively charged. Now, when that negative charge molecule comes into contact with the cell, that positively charged cell and that negative charge water, like the opposite ends of a magnet, it's pulled into that cell, completely hydrating the cell. And it can hold more of these small clustered portions of water, so it can hydrate the cells even more. So hydration being the number one killer of the older generation, because they have long since stopped drinking water and have added the sodas and the coffees and the man-made drinks. So their histamine level has not telling them on a daily basis that they're actually thirsty. So when you begin to replenish and to re-bicarb, think of bicarbs as millions of little maids running in the body to clean up all of the acid waste. Very important to improved health and hydration.
You know, I used to practice respiratory therapy, and when a cardiac arrest would occur, come through the ER or the intensive care unit, before resuscitation would begin, what's the first thing the doctor is going to order? Give me an IV of bicarb. Why? Because you don't want to pump out acidic blood. So by trying to reverse that condition, the acidosis that has occurred or is occurring during a cardiac arrest and or a respiratory arrest, they want to reverse it by injecting a bolus of bicarb. So, go ahead, Ruthie, you were going to say something?
Yes, I was going to say that we wanted to take a moment and thank our sponsors and all the lovely people that give us a hand here. We appreciate them. We wanted to thank Shadow Ops. They're in San Jose, California. Shadow Ops is a technological consulting group that will help a company from 50 employees to 5,000. And we want to also let you know that Bo Dietl will be on the show on Monday. He successfully was able to transfer and help transfer funds from Beth Holloway Twitty to Joran Vandersloot. And Bo Dietl was then working with Mr. Kelly, the attorney, and he's going to be on our show 8 a.m. this Monday morning. That's the 21st Eastern Standard Time, Monday morning. And now back to our show.
Thank you. Well, Ruthie, we've gone through 6 of our 8 steps to aging younger.
Yes.
We're about to approach step number 7, and that is briefly discuss the secret to improving the skin elasticity.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's going to start with good health. No skin improvement can take place or be maintained properly without first obtaining good health, as we have discussed throughout the entire show. You know, when our body is young, the body will signal the skin to repair itself with the copper plus 2 ions that we have in our body. But as we age, our system depletes the ability to signal. So we have created the Aging Younger skincare product line that will improve the signaling, enhance all levels of the skin to improve with its elasticity, increase the collagen production, and give us back that youthful glow. Then if we add to that our proprietary non-surgical facelift monthly, and you can develop magnificent, youthful-looking skin. But without internal hydration, exterior hydration is limited. But when both are met by drinking the ionized water we just had a lengthy discussion on, and applying our all-natural skin humidifying moisturizer and copper products, excellent results will be achieved.
Now we got to find where number 8 is. And of course, number 8, I always like to say, is touching on the synthetic realm of the, what we call the industrial revolution, or the giants of the world who have taken our health in a direction called synthetics. They've even taken, some of the giants have gotten into our industry and actually made some man-made vitamins, if you can imagine that. Mother Nature is the only thing your body is not going to reject. Try to benefit from this piece of imparted knowledge, and that is, when you are going to take a vitamin, if it is man-made, has actually attempted and made salt water, and it was under the electron microscope, it looked exactly identical to the seawater. Unfortunately, when they put the fish in it, the fish all died. So man cannot make an apple. You cannot have a man-made anything that is going to support something that is requiring nature. Your body requires nature to heal itself. So when you are involved in trying to understand, well, Jace, what is it about a synthetic vitamin that is so toxic, if you will? And that is the idea that because there are micronutrients that are missing, because now look at this, when a plant is beginning to evolve and goes all the way to when it is completely ripe on the vine with Mother Nature's umbilical cord still attached to it, then all of the micronutrients and everything that is involved in those vitamins are living together. So they're called phytonutrients and micronutrients that have to be present for that particular vitamin to be uptake or utilized in the body.
So, David, we have a caller from Enterprise, Florida. Caller, will you join us? Join the studio?
Hi, David and Stephanie. It's Dee Dee.
Oh, Dee Dee, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. I need more phytonutrients in my body.
Now, you know where to get some, sweetie.
I know I do. I just got your message, and I wanted to call in and say hi, and I'm so glad that you're doing what you're doing and informing us of how we can be so much more healthy and well.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
It's so nice to hear your voices and to be with you.
Oh, thank you, Dee Dee. You're so sweet. And it was really great to meet you. Just for those of you, all the listeners, you don't know the story, but Dee Dee and I became Facebook friends. And believe it or not, she's the first Facebook friend that I met in real life. She came down to Price, Florida, and visited with David and me at the clinic about a month and a half ago. Right, Dee Dee?
Yes, I did. It was really wonderful to be able to meet you, and you were my first Facebook acquaintance, too, that we actually got to meet. Yeah.
And so everybody knows, check Dee Dee out because she has an incredible voice. She has released her first CD, and she's on Facebook under Diane Lorraine Fisher. But if you just find me on Facebook, Stephanie Tippy, you can always track Diane Lorraine Fisher through me. Her voice is incredible. I have her CD, and I recommend it to everybody because her CD, it has a lot to do with healing. And the songs were written by her, and I believe during her own healing process. Am I right, Diane?
Yes, it's all been part of the process, absolutely. Thank you, Stephanie.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so
absolutely welcome.
Absolutely.
Well, it's really great to be with you guys and to hear you and to know that you're out there doing what you're doing, and I appreciate you sharing what I'm doing, too. I'm really grateful to be here.
Well, thank you for sharing with us. We'll be talking soon, okay?
Okay, honey. Have a wonderful evening. Bye, David.
Bye-bye.
Yes, I didn't realize she was talent also. I would have had her here for talent night. In any case, our gentleman that joined us previously, he wants to say a few words. Come on in.
Well, I'd certainly, at the very least, like to thank you all, Ruthie, Stephanie, and David, for what you're doing. This is actually my first exposure. I think I was on a radio show about a year ago, and I wrote down everything about your 8 steps. We'll look further into it. I like the total approach. Let me ask you a question. If there was one or two things that someone can get started on, although I'm pretty familiar with everything you touched on, in your opinion, what would that be?
You know, I touched on that just briefly a moment ago. Physiology is really like a circle. you can certainly start by doing a single thing, but to really improve overall health, it takes a concerted effort to improve the various things that are connected with each other. I mean, you could simply take an omega-3 and certainly help yourself immensely, but would that be the only thing that would be required? No. You would have to improve your antioxidant level. We want to stop oxidation, and we certainly would want to remove toxins that are already in the body so that you are not overworking the poor functioning immune system as it is right now. We would certainly want to hydrate the cells. You know, I'm not one person who is going to be favorable on a single bullet. There is no magic pill, and there is no way of saying, well, I know all of these things exist and they would be good, but which one is it that I can do to improve health? Well, you select one and you're going to improve health. And as you begin to realize and get consistent, it is a consistent daily effort to improve health. And once you begin to gain that energy that you've never felt before, you will be as consistent as the sun coming up in the morning. And by the way, we didn't touch on that enough. Walking in that early morning sunlight is absolutely vital to good health. And it sets that internal clock called the circadian rhythm. It improves your lymphatic system because of movement. It actually creates vitamin D3 out of D into the body and helps to improve bone. Don't go to your doctor to get your Bonevas and all the Fosmeds. Get out in the sun. Get that vitamin D. Turn to D3. Take your nutrients. Move. Drink the water. And improve health overall. So I'm sorry that I don't have a single answer for you there, but it is indeed a lifestyle choice that you have to make, because the decisions that you make today are going to cause whatever takes place in your health in the future, whether it be disease or improved health. You want to walk the cycle of life, and that is, we're both heading on one end of the spectrum or the other. One end might be somebody like Lance Armstrong. On the other end of the spectrum is someone who uses 100% of their energy just getting out of the bed, going to the bathroom. So we're each of us heading in one direction or the other of that spectrum. We have to choose which direction we want to go, and there's not going to be a single little shot that's going to send us that direction, although you cannot do anything and certainly head toward one direction, we know that, which is going to be the poor health. The quality of life is as important as any quantity. You don't want to be limited to where someone has got to clean your backside for the balance of whatever's remaining of your life. You want to be able to swing a golf club or throw a basketball or go for a hike or around the world tour, whatever, until the day before self-senescence, which is the obvious end of life due to helix coming apart because of the telomere shortening ever so short. So once we just bite the bullet and say, look, good health is going to take an effort, a consistent effort, and it's going to take multifaceted products and events, then and only then can we address good health.
Did that answer your question?
Absolutely, and I think I actually expected that. And I appreciate that, David. You know, certainly it is a multifaceted approach, and you know what's amazing? It's optional. It certainly starts with a decision, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and that's a good way to look at it. When you look at your decisions that you make on a daily basis, that is going to be what determines your future health. I mean, look at Bill Clinton and Dick Cheney. The symptom did not just happen the day before, or the disease, rather, didn't just happen the day before when the symptom occurred. It was happening for years. Their poor choices caused all of that. You see what I mean?
Sure.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Clinton, he was a fanatic for McDonald's.
All kinds of fast food, right. Mm-hmm. But you eliminate worries and problems and troubles when you start reintroducing 80% of Mother Nature and 20% of protein and great hydration back into your system again. And then, of course, realizing that the Industrial Revolution has dumped everything but the kitchen sink in the air and the water that we drink and breathe, see? So we've got to realize that we have to remove those toxins. So it calls for a detoxification program that is a consistent program. And when you are detoxing, you also have to be improving that immune system at the same time. So it's a very multifaceted approach to gain good health again. Okay?
Okay.
But but we've only got 6 minutes. Anything you want to announce, this is the time, because we're wrapping up in a matter of minutes.
I want to make certain that everybody realizes that the book that is, the title is Collapse of Drugs Due to Wellness. Now, of course, that means due to your good choices and not poor choices, that you don't need the drugs anymore, right? So that book, my book, will be out by the end of next month, and you can be looking for it either on my website, livelonger123.com, or on Amazon or Lulu. And it will be out shortly. Be looking for it. I know it's going to be a great success. The things that we've been talking about on radio, and we've been on radio now for a good 4 years, the things that we have been trying to get across our public listeners is it's just going to be crammed into that book and be, I like to write like I was on video. So it's not going to be a dull thing that you're trying to read. It's going to be something that will certainly transmit the way I feel, the way I would like you to understand something. So I think you're going to find it exciting. You're going to find it worthy of your time. And certainly I look forward to many others after that. But this one is very, very special. And hopefully everyone will pay closer attention. Our website, again, is livelonger123.com. There's a little excerpt on there. You can click on book and read a little bit about what it entails. So it would be helpful for you to go there.
David, why don't you give us your phone number to the clinic? I know the audience would like to hear it.
Thank you, Ruthie. Our number is 954-742-4430. And David and I, we do counseling via email, via telephone, in person, over Skype. But we are available to help bring people back into homeostasis, because we really believe that we are destined to live a long time. The Bible states that we are programmed to live to 120 years of age, but I believe we're going to be living a lot longer than that. As a matter of fact, on July 7th, I think it is, on our Aging Younger radio show, we're bringing back for the third time Ben Abba. Ben, he has made it his passion to go around the world and search longevity. And he interviews people who have lived into the 100th. July 7th, Aging Younger Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. David and I, we air our show, Aging Younger Radio, every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, and it's under Aging Younger. And again, we can be found online at livelonger123.com, and our phone number is 954-742-4430.
Please give that number again, nice and slow. You've got a whole minute.
Thank you, Ruthie. It's 954.
Repeat your number, 954.
954-742-4430, and I'm just typing it now into the chat room. Located in Tamarack, Florida, South Florida.
Thank you, everyone, for attending the evening with David and Stephanie Tippy. It's been a wonderful evening. Good night to everyone. We'll see you Monday morning with Bo Dito. He's the super sleuth detective that arranged to have cash from the Holloway family to Joran Vandersloot. And he will be joining syndicatednews.net at 8 a.m. Monday, June 21st, Eastern Standard Time. Make sure to join us. We'll be waiting for you. Good night, Tippies.
Good night, Ruthie. Thank you very much for having us. We loved it.
Good night. We're just going to let that lovely music play out. And that's a wrap.